All right, joined by Kyle Seaback, MP for Dufferin Caledon once again today. Kyle, thanks again for coming on and talking with me. Right off the hop, since the last time we talked, Justin Trudeau has announced his resignation as party leader of the Federal Liberals and stepping down as prime minister once a leader's chosen. Right to the point, just want to get your thoughts on his announcement.
Look, I think most Canadians are happy that he's going. I think most Canadians wish he had made the decision 3 or 4 or 6 months ago. His timing is absolutely terrible for us as a country. We're in the midst of having potentially, you know, very punishing 25% tariffs imposed by the United States on our trade. And that's when he decides that he'll become even more of a lame duck prime minister by saying, I'm resigning as soon as a new leader is chosen. You know, Donald Trump's a strong negotiator, and when he senses weakness, that makes deals even tougher. And, you know, Justin Trudeau has showed just a complete lack of concern for the country by doing this during this economic crisis.
So, as you mentioned, he's doing this at a time when Trump's about to come into power and he's threatened those tariffs. A number of potential candidates for the Liberal Party have said they're not going to run simply to focus on those potential tariffs and kind of putting the country above their own potential political gain in that sense. As the opposition, has there been any specific member of that party where even you guys kind of went, oh, that's really surprising that they're not running for the leadership?
No, I think the way that the Liberals have designed this is this is a coronation for carbon tax carney. They've set the threshold to enter the leadership race very high, $350,000. They've given very little time to raise that money, and who else is going to be able to do that but someone who is, you know, a Bay Street well known with connection to all the rich people with deep pockets. So this has been set up that way, and these other people realized it. I don't think any of them have been selfless. I think they saw that there wasn't an opportunity for them, and they made that decision. But as much as they're staying on to try and help, the head of this whole alleged government, who would be the key negotiator on these things, as I've just said, is a lame duck prime minister with really no sort of moral authority to govern. And that puts us in a terrible position, you know, to try and negotiate this agreement. What he should have done is, you know, called an election in December, and he could have either had his mandate to go and negotiate and deal with this, or a new government would have had that mandate. But he didn't do it, and it was very selfish of him.
I'm glad you mentioned Carney, because obviously he's been making the rounds on the news cycle recently with his appearance on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. And then you mentioned the $350,000 sort of buy-in fee to get in. As the opposition, does it matter who the Liberals put up, in an election? Or does the overall plan for your party sort of stay the same? Like, it doesn't matter who they put up. This is our plan going into the election, and this is what we're going to run with.
It doesn't matter because they're all the same, right? The current people who in the government that are going to run all supported and approved of the policies of Justin Trudeau that's got us to where we are. So there's no change there. And, you know, carbon tax Mark Carney, this guy supports carbon taxes just like Justin Trudeau. He was his economic advisor. So if you look at the economic problems we have in Canada, this guy's one of, Justin Trudeau's key advisors. So it's really all more of the same. It's like, you know, that song, Meet the New Boss, same as the old boss. We don't get fooled again. And I don't think Canadians are going to get fooled again by these guys.
Circling back quickly to your previous comment as well about the timing of Trudeau's resignation and Donald Trump's incoming presidency, from your standpoint as the Progressive Conservatives, now you're looking at an election coming up as soon as they choose a new leader, which won't be till the end of March, which will be after Trump's inauguration, obviously. So from the PC standpoint, not only looking at the election, but also, are you also focusing on how you'll deal with those tariffs should you guys get into power?
Yeah, look, absolutely. So we have a strong conservative leader who will have the respect of incoming President Trump. We're going to fix the things that Justin Trudeau and the Liberals have broken, whether it's immigration, border, border security, the economic challenges, we will make sure that the United States knows that Canada is their most important trading partner, and tariffs are only going to hurt both of our countries. And both of the consumers in our country is going to make everything more expensive. We have a leader who will be able to make these points and negotiate well and actually show that you're going to do it. When the Liberals start talking about increasing military spending, increasing border security, fixing the problems with, you know, immigration, like letting a guy in who there's a video of being an ISIS member and dismembering a body, the Liberals gave this guy citizenship. So, you know, they've created the security issues in the country and only now seem to care about it when they're threatened by the American president, which is why he doesn't take them seriously. We've been very clear on all of these things, how we're going to fix these things for quite a while now. So we have the legitimacy as a government that's going to come in and fix the mess. And that will make a difference in these negotiations.
Final question from me before I get your final thoughts on what we've talked about and anything else you want to add. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Trump's comments on Canada becoming the 51st state of the United States. Obviously, it's been going around on social media like wildfire ever since he said it. We've heard points on both sides. I wanted to get your thoughts, both as a member of the Progressive Conservatives on those comments, and as yourself, as a member of the Dufferin-Caledon, like the MP for Dufferin-Caledon, a resident of Canada. I wanted to get both sides on how you feel about those comments.
Look, absolutely not. We will never become the 51st state. I'm a proud Canadian. I swam on the Canadian national team for 8 years. I've got a maple leaf tattooed over my heart. I have no interest in being the 51st state. The Conservative Party has no interest in Canada being the 51st state, and there's no way that's going to happen under our watch.
Before I let you go, Kyle, anything else you wanted to add before we wrapped up today?
No, I think we've covered it all.
Amazing. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Kyle.
No, thank you.